He looks great. You know, he's been working hard this year. He's put a lot of work into it already. So I think he looks like the Peyton of old. So I think it's gonna be a great year for the Broncos. You know, he loves the offense, and you know, any kind of changes or anytime you kind of something different for him, you know, he really enjoys that challenge. So I think it's gonna be great for him.
This is gonna be a tough camp for those guys competing at multiple positions right now. So seeing some good stuff, you can tell that they've been in it for a little bit. So, you know, camp legs, camp back starting to set in for some guys. So it's been fun watching them.
They're going to be great. Virgil's going to be so good in this offense because he's so good on the line of scrimmage, such a physical player. And a lot of people don't know that Virgil can run routes and catch the ball. So Coach Kubiak and Peyton are going to figure out a way to get him the ball also. And Owen's been doing it for so long, and James is just a Swiss Army knife. He knows he can play fullback, he can play receiver, he can play tight end. So great group of tight ends.
It's just fun to get out here and see him competing. And, you know, especially with the new coaching staff, a lot of people fighting for jobs. So it's a lot of fun to come out here and watch and not be sore the next day.
All my worlds are kind of coming together. Obviously spent 5 years playing for Coach Kubiak in Houston and 2 years here with the Broncos. So a lot of familiar faces around here. And it's fun to see him stand in the huddle and listen to old play calls and kind of remember what to do. But like Brandon said, it's fun to watch and not be sore.
Brandon Stokley, Joel Greason, and this man right here, Chris Cooper, all out of camp yesterday. Chris here, thanks so much for taking a minute to sit down with us. It's always fun when former players come back to camp. It really kind of gives that family feel for the organization, the history, and why it means so much. Why does it mean so much for you to come back and at least say hi and talk to the guys?
I guess, you know, not being so far removed, it's cool because I got guys that I've played with forever, and you know, Ryan, Clady being one of them, Lewis for a couple years, and some of those other guys on the roster. But also the coaches that came back, Rico, Coach Dennison, right, drafted me. He was my coach for 4 years, and have some familiarity with all the other guys who kind of stuck around after John left.
Yeah, it's something. And what you're seeing right now, Chris, I think, is a young group trying to get better. And we've talked about that for a big part of this show. You were a captain. What's Clancy and Rico, what are they really kind of likely hitting on right now early on as these guys are trying to form this cohesiveness that Andrew Mason said will be so important and something they're working hard to gain every day?
Yeah, I think it's for the young guys, it's trying to get them mentally prepared and limiting the mistakes so you can see what you actually have. If there's guys going out there and having a bunch of mental errors, it's hard to see what he can do physically and how he can really put his game together. So I think just repetition with the young guys.
Now, back when you were coming along in 06 when they drafted you and you're learning this scheme, now you kind of had that year to develop and then got on the field extensively in 07. Really, how long does it take a guy to master this scheme?
Master, I don't know. I mean, I know that I probably wasn't ready my rookie year. I probably would have been sufficient enough to get out there and play. But I think in my third year is when I really started to pick things up and learn some of the tricks. Watching that older group of guys in front of me. And then, you know, you just get to the point where you're so comfortable with the scheme that you have a little bit of confidence to try those things.
Lou Vasquez said a couple of days ago, this offensive line, what they want to get to is that they want to feel the defense is, I think I'm going to get the quote right, the defense's soul wilting in their hands. Okay? That is some serious stuff to hear from Lou, but an all-pro, he's kind of the leader in that room. You wouldn't expect anything less. To get that nasty, John Elway's been talking about it all offseason. Players are kicking and screaming. Mm-hmm. We've seen it when we cover games for the last 10-plus years. Offensive line gets together, they say, we set the tone.
Yeah.
This young group, that's part of it too, right? You get to pass that mental errors, but that nasty, that toughness. You see that with some of those young guys, or at least even with Lou when you're here?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be I think the leader in the room has to kind of instill that in the young guys. It's hard to come in as a young guy and just, you know, and there's guys who naturally have it, and you're just like, okay, that's one of those players that he's going to have that, and he's going to bring that type of attitude, and people can feed off that. But it's hard to kind of step out and put yourself out there at that point when you're a rookie. But that's definitely what they want. They're going to get it with just with the scheme. You know, they're going to be cutting every play. Someone's getting cut, and the defensive line hates it. You know, but it's part of the game. So they're going to call them dirty. You know, whatever it is. But that's part of the game. That's the scheme. So. There's a, there's going to be some nastiness out there regardless.
Yeah, and it's and when you get that kind of blocking going, something that Gary Zimmerman told me early in the offseason was it's almost like you give your quarterback an extra half second because when the play starts...
They're not sure.
Yeah, defense doesn't know what's coming. We're under pass, and how much, with Peyton Manning, a guy who reads the defense so fast, as you know, how much is that really going to play into his advantage?
Well, I mean, the run game, period, is going to be great. And then the run action, the play pass off that. But when you get really good in this system and you make everything look the same, the defensive line doesn't know whether on the front side or the back side. So they don't know if they're protecting themselves against a cut or getting reached. So that little split second, half a second, whatever it is, we get the edge or, they're going to try and play the cut. Whether, get a cut back. Or they're going to get cut, and it's there.
Hopefully that helps the young guys, Tyson Brilo, Max Garcia. Did anybody jump out to you yesterday? Were you just watching the guards? Were you watching the outside guys?
No, I was kind of
watching Ryan Harris.
Yeah, I was definitely watching Ryan. Ryan's my boy. But I did watch Zambrello and the other rookie, Garcia, just to kind of see what the young guys looked like. And you can tell that the Garcia kid's got some strength to him, got some pop, and Zambrillo's pretty athletic, so they'll both fit well in the system, and it's going to be a battle. They got some decisions to make, and I think it's too hard to tell where they're at this point in camp. They're going to figure it out as we get into games and kind of see who shows up, because that's when you really see what you have.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and Enrico even mentioned that yesterday, that the preseason games are going to determine, right, who ends up as the starting five, but when guys are moving in and out, as is the case right now, does that make it more difficult to develop chemistry, or does that still come to fruition anyway?
Yeah, I just don't think you develop chemistry in the first week of camp. I think it's going to take 4 weeks, and I think they'll get it figured out as they get closer to the regular season. Those first two games with the young guys is gonna do well.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch, and we've already seen plenty, whether it's been in those team drills or it's been those one-on-one drills. The fact that you were able to glean that much from coming to one practice is fantastic. And along with all of us, we'll all see how this line comes along and how they get ready for that first test, the Seattle Seahawks, a little more than a week from now. Chris, thanks so much
for
joining us. That's going to do it for Broncos TV Live from Buffalo Wild Wings here in Highlands Ranch. For Phil Milani, who's sitting over here already eating wings, Andrew Mason, Chris Cooper, Cody Latimer, and everyone who helped produce this show, thanks so much for joining us. If you missed it, if you want to come out, we're on next back here on August 16th. Thanks again, everyone. Have a great night.